AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jury deliberations have started in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial. Two people were shot and killed during a violent protest last summer in Kenosha. Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says this could take a while.
I think the jury is faced with a very difficult decision to make here. And remember, there are three separate counts that they must consider. I do not think this is going to be a quick and easy decision.
The 12 jurors who will decide Rittenhouse's fate and the six who are designated alternates were determined by a drawing from a raffle drum. In Brunswick, Georgia, Ahmaud Arbery's autopsy photos were shown to jurors in the murder trial of three white men who chased the black man down before he was shot and killed in their neighborhood last year. Another Democrat in the House is not running for re-election. Jackie Speier from California says seven terms is enough.
It's time for me to come home. Time for me to be more than a weekend wife, mother, and friend.
Speier is the 14th House Democrat to indicate they will not run for re-election. The government says retail sales rose by a strong 1.7%. The AP's Sagar Magani explains why.
Much of the rise in retail sales reflects the fact that things cost more. Prices rose 6.2% in October from a year earlier, the biggest jump in 31 years, largely eroding the gains in wages and salaries.
President Biden travels to New Hampshire to tout the benefits of a big infrastructure bill he signed. Next up for the president, his Build Back Better plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has a different name.
They've got a plan to build back Beijing, raise American families' gas prices and heating bills even higher, so that we could massively stimulate Chinese export markets.
Russian officials are rejecting accusations they endangered astronauts aboard the International Space Station with a weapons test that created more than 1,500 pieces of space junk. This is AP News. A teacher in Florida hospitalized with the coronavirus has died after her husband tried and failed to force doctors to treat her with ivermectin.
Tamara Drock was 47 years old. She died 12 weeks after being admitted to Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center. Her husband, Ryan, sued the hospital last month, trying to get doctors to give her ivermectin. That's a drug used to treat conditions caused by parasitic worms. The FDA has not approved ivermectin to treat COVID, and Ryan Drock lost his court battle. The judge saying allowing judges to countermand doctors' decisions could set a dangerous precedent. Ryan Drock says he's not giving up, telling the Palm Beach Post, "I'm hoping they name a law after her," he said, "so no one has to go through this." I'm Rita Foley.
Pfizer signed a deal with the UN-backed group to allow others to make its experimental coronavirus pill. It could make the treatment available to more than half the world's population. Ed Donahue, AP News.